High School Sports on KPNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communications, Salem Grain and Barge, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain, F&M Bank, Free State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, and Farm Bureau.
It's time for high school football coverage to begin on KTNC tonight, and tonight it will be the Fall City Tigers on the road at Raymond Central. Raymond Central 1-0 on the year. The Tigers coming off a tough opening week up at Platteview where they lost 35-14. Tonight, Tigers on the road for the second straight week to start the season. They'll again take on Raymond Central. It's been a pretty good matchup the last few years between these squads. I had a chance to visit with Wade Hampson, the coach of the squad from Raymond Central, and of course with Tiger coach Darren Fritz about tonight's matchup. You'll be able to hear those comments from the coaches that are coming up after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Community Medical Center in Fall City is proud to announce the addition of Ortho Midwest with Dr. Adam Streit, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. Dr. Streit will be doing surgeries on Mondays and holding clinic hours each Tuesday. Community Medical Center continues to be recognized as one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in the nation for quality of care. And now proud to offer Ortho Midwest and sports medicine services with Dr. Streit, always making a difference at Community Medical Center in Fall City.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. We provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
Welcome to our pregame episode with Coach Houcher, the Raymond Central squad coach. Last week, season got off to a good start. I have coaches that were unhappy when their team gets a shutout win at any time, especially the first game of the year.
Yeah, great way to start for sure. You know, always things, it's week one, so sometimes it's all things are equal. It's who messes up the least. I attribute our best night, our best part of the night was the third quarter. We came out after that lightning delay and really kind of put the game away. It was only 12-0 at half, so you're always nervous when it's a, you know, potentially a one-score game, you know, one play, it could be a one-score game. So our third quarter, we played our best football there, so that was really nice to see.
Yeah, those plays like that, I think you said, 9-minute half time break you guys had because of lightning?
Yep.
That's got to be just a mess the coaches have to deal with.
It is, and, you know, we had camera issues, so I know the opponents were watching some film, so we were kind of nervous that they might have some tricks up their sleeve, and we were kind of stuck just hanging out, and kids went and got food and had parents bring them food, and we just tried to relax and then go after it.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell everyone, team, what are we going to see tonight in your squads on offense?
We like to, you know, kind of take what the defense has given us, obviously, and to try to avoid as much coach speak as possible. We like our passing game. We've got good skill guys. We're really young up front. We'll look to do whatever suits us best, you know, whether we're pass first or run first. We like to get our athletes in space and make plays. So a lot of that depends on our opponent. We feel good about both sides, and it's week to week. You know, our passing game is probably stronger at this point. If we're clicking on all cylinders, and that obviously complements the run game. We have great running backs, so they're young. inexperienced offensive line, so we'd like to try to relieve them and always make them be in the most comfortable place they could possibly be to execute.
Mm-hmm. And then on the defensive side of the ball, as we said, it shut out the first week, so obviously those kids played pretty well and reacted pretty well.
They did. Our defense is going to be solid. We can stay healthy. Third year in a similar system, so, and a lot of guys are third year in it, so that obviously helps. So we've got, you know, just a lot of credit to the work they've put in over the years. And now that we have some fluidity and consistency, guys can just play fast and play confident. And we've got a little bit more depth than we've ever had this year, so that all plays into it. And just knowing where to be, you know, defense is easier to teach. Doesn't mean it's easy to play, but if you get guys in the right spot, you're generally going to be okay.
Tell me about your concerns with the Fall City Tigers.
Fall City is always a physical team. They've got really good size for sure on film. We're used to being smaller, but they're up front. They're extra large is what film's showing, and you know, coach has always got a good squad ready, and he puts his athletes in the backfield. So we've got to keep an eye on who they like to get the ball to. And you know, it's always been a game. This is the sixth year in a row I've coached against them, going back to my Lincoln Christian days.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know a season without Fall City. So it's always been a good game. I like coming down there. We like home games, but I've always enjoyed our trips down there. And so, we're always cautiously, you know, looking at them as somebody we definitely respect.
Coach, you would just give us some keys to the game and things going well for your squad.
Yeah, I think executing early, especially in the passing game, getting who's open and making our reads. We do a lot of things that are reading our routes based on the coverage in live action, so it's not determined who we're going to throw to or even what routes are going to be there. So I think establishing that is always big, getting early stops and getting off the field on third downs defensively is also really big. We just need to be disciplined and not let something get over the top of us. You know, they like to kind of sneak things over the top after they run and run and run and try to catch you sleeping, so that'll be important to limit those big plays.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us, and good luck in the ball game tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate this every year. It's good to talk to you guys.
You bet. Back more of a pregame show coming up after this 2-minute timeout. Back with more of a pregame show coming up after this 2-minute timeout.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
FNN Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from FNN Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Welcome After our pregame show, we're going to turn our attention to the Fall City Tigers coming in here tonight after a tough one last week was the Platte 35-14. Coach Aaron Fritz joins us. Coach, what difference a week makes? Let's start off with that. The weather, I think we were talking about it before the game. It's been hot. It's been miserable. It's just miserable to get ready for a game like that. Then we get up there. We get a lightning delay. This week, pretty pleasant, and hopefully tonight, great weather.
Yeah, you know, last week, we kind of hoped once after we got the lightning delay, we thought, well, hey, maybe it'll rain and cool off, but Mother Nature played a dirty trick on us, so we like weather this week a lot better.
I did not notice anything cool up there last week about the weather at that ball game, and that was that field is set up, and Randy Gattula and I were commenting on this, but I bet it's miserable over there on the Fall City side staring into that sun.
Yeah, you know, early on it was, and then, you know, we had late kickoff, so it wasn't horrible, but it was hot.
You talked to me earlier this week a little bit about some things that I didn't really think about. With that extremely hot weather, getting ready for that season opener for a week or 10 days, whatever it was, you kind of pulled back on some of the things you usually do as far as conditioning, and now you say we're changing that this week.
We did. You know, practices have been longer. It's tough. It's tough when it's really, really hot to get all the conditioning you think you need in because you just can't go for as long. You can't do it, especially if you got a team with some bigger bodies, which we do. We've taken steps to remedy that, and you know, I think you're going to see a different attitude with that.
Last week, the second went better. We got a little offense going. I think Mr. Simon ended up around 70 yards. Kids really didn't turn the ball over. There were some good things, very few, maybe one penalty in the ball game for the Tigers. Despite a loss, there's some good things you can take from that, hopefully.
There was a lot of things. You got to look for them. We had the benefit of film. So, it's not a push panic button on the season. We just have to fix the errors that we had, and I still think we're going to be a good football team.
Tonight, Tigers on the road again, 2 weeks in a row on the road to start the season. That makes it a little interesting. The home fans, the fans travel pretty well, but you're always going to get a bigger crowd at home. Now it's off to Raymond Central, which is a good distance from Fall City, and they're coming off a good win last week, 25-0. Looks like they're a pretty good team.
They are, you know, and they have been the last few years. And it seems, you know, like historically, any time Fall City and Raymond play, it's a dogfight. So they're very experienced in the skill department. We're really going to have to do a good job containing their quarterback, or it's going to be a long night for us.
Do you expect them to throw a lot?
I'm going to guess, I'll say 40 runs, 60 pass. But I've been wrong a lot. So.
Yeah. Well, you never. Week two. And the Tigers last week offense. It was hard to get things on track in the first half. Second half, as we said, things went a little bit better, and you still need to get out there and switch it up a little bit on the offense this year. I saw some of the old stuff I've seen before once in a while. Get the running game, and I'm sure you'd like to get that passing game going a little bit more.
Yeah, I saw some good things at it, and the bottom line, we need to be able to run the ball effectively. And if we do that, passing game's going to get better. We missed on a couple throws. Had a drop that was probably a big play, if not a touchdown. So we let them point on the field, but we're going to be better this week.
And overall, as you said, you don't hit the panic button on one loss in a season like this, unless you're living Lincoln, have red jerseys, they panic quite a bit. But as far as Fall City fans, all is not lost, especially the way the season sets up anymore now. Now when you have district play and things like that, a loss, while it stings, it doesn't kill you.
No, and I don't know of any kid at any school or university that wants to do a bad job. They all want to do a good job. And our kids have been working extremely hard, Sweet, to make us do a good job.
All right, Coach. With that, we'll get out of here. Good luck to the Tigers tonight.
Thank you very much, John.
We'll be back for the rest of our pregame show after this timeout.
They do a good job.
All right, Coach. With that, I'll let you get out of here. Good luck to the Tigers tonight.
Thank you, John.
We'll be back with our pregame show after this timeout.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Generations of family working together on the same piece of land. It's a tradition around here. On a farm or ranch, everyone has their chores to do. The whole family contributes. It's a hard life, but it's a good life, too. Agriculture is America's largest family business. We're proud to be a part of it. Together we grow. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Falls City and Stella.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Everybody, welcome to Raymond Central High School, where it's time for our national anthem here prior to the ball game tonight on KTNC. Welcome you back here to Raymond Central High School. Good evening, John Ixel, I'm Tom Bartek here, getting ready for Falls City Tiger football tonight on the air. The Tigers coming in here after a loss last week in their season opener to Platte View, while Raymond Central coming in here 1-0, a 25-0 win last week for the Mustangs. Tom Bartek, welcome back to the back to the booth and ready to go in the football season.
Thanks, John. A lot more pleasant night to be here.
I too.
Last weekend was a scorcher on Friday night up there in Platteview.
We have clouds but no lightning. We're off to a much better start than last week already. You know, we talked about that in the pregame show. Falls City had that 45-minute delay before kickoff. Well, Raymond Central, they probably had it worse. They had a 90-minute delay at halftime. And that would be easier to go through that before the game, I think, than in the middle of the game.
Very much so. It's like taking two warm-ups there.
Yeah.
Get all cooled off and have to get up and get going again for the second half.
Well, the teams are at attention here while the color guard leaves the field here at Raymond Central. We are out in the middle of fields, which it's a nice stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful field, beautiful setting. We're not in town. We're close, but we're not in town. We've been here a couple of years ago, so great night for football. It's cool outside. There's not a bit of wind blowing, so it's not going to, weather won't be much of an effect on anybody tonight. Tom, you watched the coin toss. I missed it. What happened?
Fall City did win the coin toss, and they elected to receive, so they'll be taking that toward the south end of the stadium, and from north to south. So we'll get the offense on the field here right away and see what they do.
All right, let's go. Let's take a look at that Tiger offense for tonight's ball game here at Raymond Central. Coach Darren Fritz on the offense. They go up front with tight end Cameron Tran, 185-pound senior. The left tackle, Jaden Mulvey, 285 and a senior. The left guard, Kellen McAfee, the little guy, 160 junior. Then we get a Justin Brewer in the middle, 225-pound senior. John Craig, a 295-pound junior, right guard, and at the right tackle, Steven Fields, 220 and a junior. The other spots, the quarterback, Jackson Strauss, a 180-pound junior. At fullback, Thomas Fields, 215 and a senior, and Carson Simon in the running back spot, mostly the eye, 200-pound senior for the Tigers. And out wide for Fall City, Race Farmer, 150-pound senior, and a wing back, Wyatt Overdeen. Wyatt checks in at 160 pounds and a sophomore. Tom, you want to check the Tiger defense for us?
I threw you a curve there. Let's just go with numbers here. That'll be easier for what I got in front of me. Number three, Race Farmer, senior, will be a one corner back. Carson Simon will be a linebacker. Wyatt Overdeen will be strong safety. Jackson Strauss, another outside linebacker. Tate Wilcox will be the free safety. Up front, we got Thomas Fields at one of the defensive tackles. Kellen McAfee will be a linebacker. Jaden Nolte will be a defensive tackle. Steven Fields, a defensive end. Justin Brewer, a defensive tackle. And then Big John Craig will be another defensive lineman there.
Craig had a good ball game last week for the Tigers. He was a man to handle on that defensive line.
They doubled him a lot that night there. So
we're about ready. We'll check. Well, I think we'll wait and check the offense when we get a chance here. Kicking off will be Connor Kreikemeyer, 175-pound senior. He'll be the kicker, the punter, and the quarterback tonight. He's a Mustang. So. And, he does it all. Back deep for the Tigers, we should have back there Carson Simon on one side and Jackson Strauss on the other. Strauss is on the near side. The Tigers go left to right as we look at it here. Left foot kicker, boots it. It's a sidewinder. It comes out at about the 8 or 9 yard line. Simon, 15, 20, 25. Nobody touched him, 30, and out to the 34 or 5 yard line. Good return, good field position for the Tigers to start the ball game.
Good vice number 32 on the stop there for Raymond Central.
Like they're going to give him right on the 35-yard line. This is novel. I can see the clock tonight, unlike last week. So I'm not going to go on here and things. Tigers come out in the eye. Thomas Fields, the fullback. Simon lines up behind him. Two receivers wide to the right side. The ball squarely in the middle of the field. Strauss back, hands to Simon, jukes one man, and gets out to about the 39. Very close. We'll call it a 5-yard gain. Bring up second and 5.
Kobe Denhart out on the stop for Raymond Central after about a 5-yard gain there. Is that right, John?
Good start for the Tigers there. Get a little something going right up there in the middle. They're going to have a size advantage on the line about every week. But tonight they've got a pretty good size advantage. It's three defensive linemen, a 34 set, snap it back. Hey, I went right back to Simon. He takes it forward across the 40 and out to about the 42-yard line. We'll bring up third down in about 3.
Mason Kreikemeyer there on the stop. Short game. They did get 2. I mean, 3rd and 3 there, huh?
It's a long 3 as we look at it from up here. But Tigers are 3rd and 3, 3rd and 2. They'd love that all around. We get an official's timeout as one of the Tigers have a flat tire. And one of the linemen redoing a shoe here. There we go. Now we're ready. That's probably Kellen McAfee.
Yes, it is.
I was judging only on size alone because I knew it was a 6, and I know the rest of them are bigger than that. Oh, I hope the Tigers aren't offside here. They snap it back. Simon, he looks wide open. Wide open front at the 25. The race is on at the 10. They finally try to knock it out, but no. Down for City coming from 54 yards away.
Race Farmer, big grab there. He was 20 yards past anybody. They let him sneak right out there.
So from the 42, it is a 58-yard touchdown pass from Carson Simon to Race Farmer. That's a big play for the Tigers. They just needed something good to happen early in this game after last week, and there it was.
Wow. That was a nice start.
I tell you what, Craigmeyer made up some distance on it. He's going to be speedy, but he tried to knock the ball out. Two-point conversion try coming. The Tigers give it to Thomas Fields right up the middle, and the fullback will cross the goal line, and the Tigers up quick. 8-0 with 10:36 to go in quarter number one. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or west of Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our Square and Retail brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, CJ, Kirtasha, or UC Western Witten, Fall City.
First drive took all three plays for 65 yards. The scoring pass came from Strauss connecting Farmer for 58 yards at the 10:36 mark of the first quarter. Paul City leads 8-0. The PAT was also good. PRP, 2-yard, 2-point conversion, John. I'll get it here, big guy.
2 yards, yeah.
So we got an 8-0 lead for Fall City.
All right, clear away for Fall City should be Gannon Ogden. Gannon T, 40-yard line. And here is the kick, and it's going to be taken by one of the up men of the 25-yard line out to the 30. 35 hit, got away out to about the 36 or 37-yard line.
And 28, that was Tate Wilcox on the tackle there.
It didn't get far enough to the deep end when you were back there, so it will be first down and 10 out here for the Mustangs. They'll start out at their own 38-yard line. And ready to go. 10:32 to go here in the first quarter. Line them up in the pistol. Quick short snap and a handoff to the running back. Coming forward is a flag going over the left side, and the ball is carried there.
When you throw ahead, that face mask a little bit on that, John. Let's see what the call is.
Logan Bryce was the running back, 22. Was that 28? No, it's 22, okay.
Yeah, it was a face mask. I think Nolte came in inadvertently grabbed that. And
so a first down on that. Unfortunate for the Tigers, that matches their penalty total last week.
Yes.
So a first down by penalty. And now line them up. Pistol set again. Two receivers at either side of the field. Ball out to the 44-yard line. Kreitmeyer calls a snap count. Motion man across the field to the right. Roll out right, quarterback stop. He was wide open out there. That is actually the quarterback. Kreitmeyer caught it. He moves up the field inside the Tiger 30 and down to the 32-yard line. I'm not quite sure who threw the football that time.
Yeah.
Might have been Ryan Stewart, number 11.
Looks like Brewer was in on the tackle there, number 60 making that stop. So, yeah, I'm sorry, that was McAfee, John. That was McAfee making that stop. Big game.
Yeah, so trick plays all around. 32-yard pass play there for the Mustangs, and here they go, and now hand the ball off again. Trying the left side this time is Bryce. Bryce has nowhere to go. I'm not sure he got back to the line of scrimmage. If he did, there's no gain.
Well, Sue would have been on that, but I think Simon was on the bottom there making that stop.
Call it no gain. It will be a second and 9 for Raymond Central. All right, they'll split the man wide to the right side. That's Fredrickson. Split left, slot left, in the gun. Kreitmeier back. No, that's not Kreitmeier. They'll lob the ball forward. The quarterback is hit and dropped. Throwing the football is going to be, again, Ryan Stover. He's in there at quarterback, and they've got Kreitmeier split out to the side.
And McAfee and Nolte were both putting some pressure on that one and bring up third and close to 10, John.
Maybe some of my information was a little bit off.
For the quarterback?
Maybe.
See, they got
Ryan Stover.
11 lining up there, don't they?
Yeah. 140-pound junior. All right, here they go in the gun. Stover rolling left, looking, throws with the right hand. He's got his man out there. Andrew Otto, the tight end, and he's going to be out. And I think he's going to roll forward to the first down.
Looks like he's going to make the Mac. We got him there on the shoestring tackle there.
Spotting to the 16-yard line. First down for the Mustangs. We're going to turn into a track meet here. We'll find out. Left hash mark from the Tiger 16-yard line, first and 10. Stover takes the snap, rolls right. He looks, pump fake, now fired. He's got a man open, and it's caught in the end zone for a touchdown. Making the grab, Travis Nelson, a senior, and we've got a two-point ball game, 8-6.
Opening was a little late getting there, and it was a nice throw.
Certainly was. Again, catching it that time was Travis Nelson. And now it's 8-6, and we've got a try for a one-point conversion here. Kicker, left-footer, Kreitmeier. Snap is good. The kick is up. Tiger might have got a piece of that, and it's no good.
No good.
A little bit wide to the left. Tiger very close to getting some of that. Jackson Strauss putting on the pressure. 8-6 Fall City, 8:51 to go in the first. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Community Medical Center in Fall City is proud to announce the addition of Ortho Midwest with Dr. Adam Stripes, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. Dr. Stripe will be doing surgeries on Mondays and holding clinic hours each Tuesday. Community Medical Center continues to be recognized as one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in the nation for quality of care. And now proud to offer Ortho Midwest and sports medicine services with Dr. Stripe, always making a difference at Community Medical Center in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
8-6, Tigers lead, getting ready to get the kickoff. Our scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn, Fall City. See Jake or Tasha in Auburn or west of Witten, Fall City.
Quick scoring recap on that was 5 plays, 62 yards. Pass play from Stover to Nelson for 16 yards for the score. Extra point was no good at the 8:51 mark. It's 8-6, Fall City.
Kreitmeier tees it up, ready to boot it away to the end zone here. We'll see if he can get it there, and it's oh my, I think he did. And it's going to hit a yard deep, and the Tigers will have it out at the 20-yard line. Yes, it was. That is a huge weapon in high school football. When you get something that can kick the ball to the end zone, that is just a tremendous advantage. 8:51 left to go. We invite you to tune in all of our football games at MSCSports.net. Tune in anywhere in the world. You go to MSCSports.net. You click on Listen Live, and for tonight's game for the Tigers, you pick PTNC. All right, the Tigers back to hand it off, and Simon right lefty hurdles the defender. He's at the 40 and at the 45 and knocked down out across the 45 to right about the 46-yard line. A 26-yard pickup for the Tigers, and the race is on.
The tackle was made by number 9, Travis Nelson, on that to save that touchdown.
Tigers getting up and down the field here so far, just like the Mustangs. First and 10 out of the 46-yard line now for Fall City. Two receivers to the right side. That's the wide side of the field. Hand the ball to Fields, the fullback, and he bowls his way forward. That's what you expect out of Thomas Field. It's a 4-yard pickup, but the first two or three that hit him at once didn't bring him down.
Number 58, Noah Thornburg in on the tackle there for Raymond Central.
Gain of 4, second down, 6 now for the Tigers. Tigers in their white road uniforms with those lovely light black numbers on them.
Real easy to see from up here.
Yeah, they're great. Overton lined up at a wing on the right side just off the tackle, snap it back, and carry the football to the right. It's going to be Strecker. Yeah. Strecker will try the left side. He'll be inside the 50-yard line into Mustang territory, maneuvering up about third and, well, they had better yards than that. Third down and a long two, almost three, we'll call it.
Thornburg on the stop again there for Raymond Central.
So that time, Caden Strecker, 155-pound sophomore, carried the ball. Tigers this time lined up in the wing. Snap it back. It's Strecker running left. Strecker got hit as he tried to hurdle a defender, and I think he's short.
I think that's Simon that had it there, and he's going to be real close. Depends on where they mark that thing. Whew.
Okay, you're right. Simon had it, Tom. Thank you. He's getting a two, bringing a fourth down and one.
Yeah.
Well,
about halfway
there.
Tigers here.
Put them big boys up front.
Yep.
To work. Tigers come out. Jackson Strauss under center this time. Receivers to the right side. Strauss quarterback sneak, and he has got it more. He is all the way down inside the 40, about 35. He was close to breaking that thing.
Yeah, he's down there. Kobe Denhart on the tackle for Raymond Central, but not until the first down at the 35.
10-yard gain on a quarterback sneak. On fourth down, ball at the 35 of the Mustangs here. Strauss again comes out over the football, under center. He'll turn, reverse pivot, up the middle he goes. He'll find his way to about the 29-yard line. He'll have five or six more on the play.
Travis Nelson on the stop there for RC.
Game five for the Tigers. The Tigers, this is what you would expect out of this Fall City team.
Yeah.
They were expecting to use that big offensive line, get it going.
Right. Just kind of push and drive the ball there.
And every once in a while, Coach Fritz pulls one out of his hat, throws a halfback pass for a long touchdown.
Yeah, that caught everybody by surprise there.
So, substitutions, okay, for the Mustangs. All right, here we go. Line up. Get in the wing. Snap it back. Simon runs the left side. Runs behind his line, and he will be down to around the 25-yard line. He'll be very close to first down yardage. He'll bring up third down and about a yard.
Yep. Logan Bryce on the stop there for Raymond Central. They're going to call their first down now, John.
Okay.
Well, first down at the 25.
They got five. All right. First down for Fall City. 5:43, clock winding here in the first quarter. 8-6, Fall City leads at Raymond Central. Motion man to the right. Snap it back to the quarterback. He turns. He hands the ball off. And I think that was probably Overton.
Yeah, Overton had the ball.
Maybe a yard on the play. Bring up second down at about 9 for the Tigers here.
Kobe Denhartag again on the stop there for Raymond Central.
Raymond Central alternating some players in on the defensive line here, trying to keep them fresh. I say it's a cool night, but it still is only the second game of the season, so there's a little keep everybody as fresh as you can. Tigers now kind of in a pistol set.
Ooh.
And
oh,
yes.
Well, I think we, yeah.
One of them fresh linemen got in there maybe three counts early.
Yeah. Wow.
And marching it off against.
Bring up second down and about four now.
There wasn't much doubt about that one. So now, second and five, much better for the Tigers. And a short snap to the fullback field, and he drags through one tackler, and he'll be inside the 15 and down to the 11-yard line. He'll pick up about that.
With 20, it looks like he got about 9-10 yards on that, John.
Yeah, pretty close. 4:48 to go here in this quarter. We'll figure that up in a moment.
Time to run the ball fast when they keep the ball on the ground.
You bet. First down run, eyes set for the Tigers. Option quarterback keeper up the middle goes Jackson Strauss, and he is inside the, right at the 5-yard line. It'll be a pickup of about 6 yards.
Colby Denhartag again in on the stop there for Raymond Central.
second down and about three, it looks like, maybe four.
All right, here come the Tigers over the ball again. Second and four. And Simon has it, doing a little dance in the backfield that time, and that's the first negative play the Tigers have had on offense here. He'll lose maybe a half yard. We're calling, in fact, this is probably no gain.
He had that sniffed out pretty good. 79, Jack Henry in on that stop for Raymond Central.
Tigers, third down and five. The ball just outside the five-yard line. Two receivers wide right. Eye set. I believe that's Strecker dot in the eye. And he tosses the ball. He tries the left side.
Oh, he fumbled the ball, John. It looks like Raymond Central's on top of it.
I'm glad you could see that. I didn't see it. It looked like he got a good kick out block, and the Tigers turned over deep into Mustang territory.
Looks like number two, Brock Skeen in on that fumble recovery for Raymond Central.
So the Tigers with the big turnover there. All right, here comes the Mustangs over the football now. First and 10 at their own 5-yard line. 3:24 to go in the period. Snap back, quarterback Stover hands the ball off, running the right side, and drug down. It's a good thing. That could have been a long run carrying the football that time. Is that Nelson, number 9?
Yeah, 37, Thomas Fields made that stop. You're right, he had some daylight up that sideline there. Fields wanted to get his arm out and knock him down.
It's a 4-yard gain, and it looked like it was going to be a lot more there for a moment. They go quickly over the ball to the Mustangs, line him up, snap it back, that pistol, quarterback looking, throwing, and he's got Kreitmeier out of the backfield again on the left side. Hit on the sideline out across the 20 to about the 21 or 22-yard line. Picked up about 13 yards.
Finally knocked out of bounds by Kevin McAfee.
Another first down, 13 yards. That's already 71 yards in the air now for the Mustangs on the near left hash mark, and a timeout, Fall City. Leading 8-6 with 2:47 to go in the first quarter. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property. They can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We're welcome back here at Raymond Central High School, where it's 2:47 to go in the first quarter. Tigers took a timeout. Everybody's getting some water. Found a good start for the Tigers, but a very untimely turnover.
Very untimely. When you're knocking on the door like that, you just got to hold on to that ball. Raymond Central's got a little drive going here.
Ryan Stover, the quarterback, the lineup in the pistol. They'll send troops to the right side this time on first and 10 for the 21-yard line. And he'll run right. He'll look. He'll stop. He'll back to look. First man missed it, and then he got hit and dropped at the 16-yard line. A loss of five.
Big John Craig had him in a ball hug there, and he wasn't getting away. That was a big play.
It is.
Bring up second and 15 now.
No huddle offense here. Coach Wade Houchin got everybody lined up and ready to go here. Quarterback and a pistol running back on his left hip. Receivers either side of the field. And they roll right. They look over the middle. Now pressure.
Oh, there is a flag coming right there.
Got a sack all the way back and around the 5-yard line.
Well, I got to think that's going to be a little bit of a holding call on Raymond Central there, but yeah, that's what they're calling. There's a bad decline that I'm assuming, Jim, don't you think?
I would think.
Being a third down at their own 5-yard line.
Loss of 11.
Yeah, that's going to make it third and 25, it looks like.
Tiger declining. So back-to-back sacks by the Tiger defense. Now, third down and a whole bunch. They need to get out. 31. 26 yards to go on third down, or 2 minutes to go. Quarterback throws a quick out on the right side. He's got Kreitmeier out there, I believe. He runs forward. He gets a good chunk of yardage. He's knocked down short of the 20-yard line. He'll bring up fourth down along.
Simon in on the stop there. Yeah, Raymond Central is bringing the punt unit out.
From the 5, they move the ball out on the pass play to the 19-yard line, a 14-yard pickup.
The short passes so far are sure open, aren't they?
Yeah.
Good a lot of them.
The Tigers have the size. They're not going to win many foot races in the season, though. All right, the punter, ooh, Kreitmeier.
And the flag thrown. We got a
70.
Equipment? Motion penalty there, I think.
I didn't see what he signal for sure.
No legal substitution, they said.
A short one? Not one too many.
Okay. Try to play the 12 on there, huh?
It's, you know, you can get away with it.
You can. Yeah, right.
It doesn't work often. An update from out at Waco. Here's the snap. Here's the punt. It's a high kick, but it's got backspin on it. It's going to hit at the 37 on the Mustang side and roll dead at the 37-and-a-half-yard line.
Pretty good field position for Fall City here with their third drive and starting out at Raymond Central's 37-yard line.
So it is a punt that goes 19 yards. The Tigers take over first and 10 at the Raymond Central 37. We've got 59 seconds to go in quarter number one. Tiger football, 8-6, Fall City out of Raymond, or excuse me, out of Waco. Sacred Heart leading Nebraska Lutheran with 5:49 to go in the first, 28-9. Right hash mark in the pistol of the Tigers. Snap it directly back to Fields. Up the middle goes the fullback, and he is inside the 25 to about the 24-yard line. Nice pickup straight up the middle.
Nice pickup. Travis Nelson holding on there and knocking him down there after a good game.
Tigers saw something, no doubt, on the film, because this was not plays we saw them run last week.
I don't remember many direct snaps to the fullback like that.
And Fields, we said last week, it's the first time he's ever played running back. So tonight, he's doing a good job so far.
Yep.
Senior. All right, here we go. Snap it back directly this time. Quarterback Strauss trying to get to the outside. He does. Push it out of bed.
There's a flag there.
They throw a flag up?
Yeah. I think they're going to get maybe struck over a little bit of a hold here on the outside.
Official comes over, says,
yeah.
Holding Tigers.
Going to wipe that gain out.
The Tigers were down to about the close to the 20-yard line, maybe the 21.
Yeah.
And it's a spot foul.
Bring it out to the close to the 32 there. We're going to bring up then first down and about... about 18, would you say? 17, 18, 18 yards, I think. 18, 19 yards.
Yeah, we'll call it 18. First and 18 for the Tigers. This is not, we like to run like the Tigers do. This is not good spots to be in. Spinning to the quarterback, and Strauss looks. Pump fake. Now he's going to scramble, breaks one tackle, and then runs into a pair of tacklers at the 31-yard line. He's going to pick up just about 1 yard on that scramble.
Logan Bryce on the stop there for Raymond Central. He had a lot of time out there. Jackson's coming off the field right now, John. I don't know if he got...
I think
he got poked there. He's kneeling down on the sideline. Maybe he got the wind knocked out of him a little bit on that.
I'm going to run out of time here in the first quarter. 8-6, Fall City. Lean, your Bruce State College game of the week. 8-6, Fall City over Raymond Central after one. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A G cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. We provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Hey, welcome back here to the football show at Raymond Central High School. John Nixon, Tom Bartek along with you here tonight as the Tigers lead 8-6. Both teams scored on an opening possession, and after that we've had a fumble by the Tigers. I know the coaches will say we've got too many penalties. Both sides are going to say that. Now the Tigers have it second down, 17 at the Raymond Central 31-yard line. So they'll line them up. They'll spread the formation in the shotgun. Simon takes a snap, runs straight ahead inside the 30 and down to about the 28-yard line. Gain of about 3 for the Tiger senior.
Number 79, Jack Henry on the stop there for Raymond Central. We got the third down and about 14, it looks like.
Yep. I don't know how many third and 14 plays you draw in the playbook, but you got to have some of them.
Got to have something.
Two receivers right, two to the left. Simon and Fields in the backfield. Snap, you know, that's Strauss. He takes a snap. He looks. And he gets smoked.
He got buried by number 56, Gee Burton, on the stop there for Raymond Central.
The loss is all the way back out to the 36-yard line. Let's just put it this way. He got a pretty good spot.
Yeah.
He got a pretty good spot there.
One run through it, just a little too long there.
Now the Tigers are facing 4th and 22.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to punt, maybe try to get them pinned deep in their territory here. Jackson Strauss back to punt.
All right, Strauss stands back at his own 49. Hits it. It's got backspin on a fair catch call for the 10-yard line, making the catch Travis Nelson, and it will be Raymond Central football at their own 11-yard line. So a pretty good effort there punting-wise to get him pinned back at the 11-yard line. It's a 25-yard punt. Raymond Central at their own 11 with 10:42 to go in quarter number 2. 8-6, Falls City leads.
Yeah, that last drive kind of went backwards there, didn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. That looked like the Tigers were going to get something done there, but it didn't happen. So now we'll line them up. The eye back behind the quarterback and the pistol. Snap it back, hand the ball off, and running straight forward the football. Ball carrier with the short yardage. If any, off the ball of the power, Mason Krikemeyer carrying the football for the first time.
Thomas Field run the stop there for Falls City.
Nice, no gain on that play. With a couple of back-to-back sacks in this first quarter, right now the rushing yardage for Raymond Central is minus 11. They'll bring it in with trips set to the left. The ball in the middle field. It's over the quarterback's head. He gets back. He throws.
Gets on it.
Falls on it at the 1-yard line before one of the Fields boys got there. It was Steven, wasn't it?
Yes.
That's right. Side.
Right. Wow.
They are easy to tell when those two brothers get out there. They are long and lean and fast. And you know when your slow backer that fast is probably one of them. They do a nice job.
He's out back on it, can bring up a long third down play. Third and about 20 or close to it.
So a loss of 10 on the play.
Timeout here. Timeout at Raymond Central here.
8-6 Falls City, 9:33 to go in the first half. We're back in 38 seconds on KTNC.
If you always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also have nightmares, introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully,
rings fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Hi, welcome back here to Raymond Central. I'll give you a little scoring update here. I felt a little guilty today about sending my buddies Randy Gatul and Troy Nelson out to Waco. But I believe they're going to be on their way home earlier than we are, Tom.
We sure are.
It's 35-0 Cigar with 3:38 to go in the first quarter. I'm a little afraid that might happen after what happened to the squad out there last week in Nebraska. They're going to beat 72-14 to Jackson Rock. So
good thing they had a running clock there that second half, maybe, huh?
Now we go. Third down and 20 for Raymond Central. Blitz up the middle. Quarterback drops. He's in the end zone. He's for one man. He throws it away. It's caught by Krankmeyer, and he's taken down at the 15 or 16 yard line. They got it complete, but it's good coverage by the Tigers and a gain of about 15.
Yeah, Strauss made the stop there and been leading about 6 yards short of the first down. Punt team coming on from Raymond Central.
14 yard pick up there.
Just having a hard time covering those short pass routes here so far. Those seem to be open for Raymond Central.
Yeah, they're doing a good job running. Here's the snap. They take it to the two. The punt is away, and it's going to hit on the Tigers' side of midfield, and they're going to let it roll. Oh, my.
Wow.
From the 35 all the way down to the 33-yard line from the 11.
Mm-hmm.
And that's up about, what? 39, 15, 54, 56 yard punt.
Oh, my. Yeah, we got to try to get up there, and Paul C's got to try to get up there and get that punt caught there. That would have saved him 10, 15 yards on that bounce.
Both the deep men were back where they couldn't get up there to it. They played one a little short on the other, but that one, when he said they need to get two first and 10, their own 33. 8:51 to go in half number one here at Raymond Central. Tigers lining up in the eye. Quarterback sneak right up the middle. Goes Jackson Strauss. They picked up 10 on that earlier. They're going to be out to the 37-yard line here and gain about four.
Number six, Mason Krankmeyer on the stop there for Raymond Central.
Tigers nearing the 100-yard mark rushing in the ball game. Raymond Semple at 99 yards passing here in the first half so far. Wide right goes Reese Farmer. Two backs in the backfield, the Tigers. Snap it short to Fields, the fullback on the direct snap. He'll move over the right side to the 40, and he'll pick up about 3 yards again.
58. North Thornburg on the stop there for Raymond Central. We've got third and about three, it looks like, John.
Tigers want to control the ball, keep the clock running, shorten the game. Pound the ball when you can, and here you go. Third down and three. They're in the wheelhouse. They got a lot of options, but it's also an opportunity for the defense to get them off the field again. Turn, give it a sign, run a left, cuts outside, cuts back to the middle, across the 45 and out to the 46. Good for a Tiger first down.
With 32, McKay Bryce on the stop there for Raymond Central.
Needed three, got four. And it's first and 10 at the 46-yard line. The Tigers still on their own side of midfield here. Tigers fumbled deep. Couple of series back on the 5 yard line. They could be ahead another touchdown here, at least six more. Turn, get the ball to sign on the right side. Having to dance the backfield, search right, cuts it back left. He'll be to the 48 yard line. He got two, and he made a heck of a run to get 2 yards.
He did. Thornburg made a nice grab there. He had some room on the outside.
The opposite of that, he was fortunate to get away from the defense on the other side and cut back.
Yes, he was.
Well, now it's second down. I guess he's going to get 3 yards on that play. They get a pretty good spot over there on the far side.
Yeah.
Second and seven. Straight eye formation. Double receivers to the right. Toss it back to side. Defender gets in there on him. He cuts back left. Gets away from one man. And then again, cuts him off. And he'll still end up right about the line of scrimmage.
After all that running, got back to the line of scrimmage. Kyle Peterson on the stop there for Raymond Central.
Well, they had that place sniffed out there. They had that thing stopped around the end there.
Well, the last two, the Tigers ran that way pretty well defense. Ball's on your side, left hash mark. The Tigers go right to left here.
If I'm not mistaken, John, I think we just tried that one pass play that was a touchdown. Everything else been on the ground, hadn't it?
Well, we tried one other one, and it ended up on the ground, too. The quarterback ended up on his backside. There's a throw over the middle into traffic, and it is incomplete off the hands of the receiver. That was Fields, the intended receiver, and it went off his arm and was just about intercepted, but the defensive back couldn't hang on, fortunately, for the Tigers.
Yeah, they caught a break on that. Well, it looks like Jackson headed back into punt position there. He almost has to do that here.
5:58 left in the half. The Tigers up 8-6. Strauss at the 36-yard line where he stands to take the snap. Low snap, gets it off in good shape. High hanging punt, hits at the 25, rolls up the forward. Race Farmer down there, not able to get a return on. It'll be at the 21-yard line. So, Mustangs have it, first down and 10, at their own 21.
With their initial scoring for both teams here, it's kind of slowed down a little bit, hasn't it?
Yeah, I thought we were going to go, and both offenses made a couple of mistakes, and it's cut down on what we looked like a track meet early in the first quarter. Ryan Stewart, 140 pounds here, 5'6 he's listed at. Behind him, running back, Mike Meyer. The other Mike Meyer goes to motion. They'll hand the ball off, turn the football, Logan Bryce. Bryce gets by one man, and then he gets hit by two Tigers and taken out of bounds at about the 28-yard line.
Kevin McAfee making the stop there, but not until they pick up a good 6 yards.
Spot him right on the 28, 6-yard gain. Now, two receivers left, two receivers right, on the right hash mark. Calling a count, quarterback, back, looks, flare out to the left side, caught out there by Nelson. Nelson breaks a tackle for a first down and pushed out of bounds at about the 33-yard line.
26, let's see Wilcox making that stop. He get by one defender there, but then Wilcox will push him out of bounds.
From the 27 to the 32-yard line, that gave him about 25 yards. I thought he had more yardage than that there. So 5-yard gain, first down and 10, spot the ball to 32. In that pistol, the quarterback drops, starts right, looks left, gets away from one man, and then gets dropped by two Tiger defenders at the 31-yard line.
With John Craig and Brewer in on that stop. 2-yard loss. He was scrambling there, and if he got away from those two, he might have had some ground to go. Couldn't find an open receiver out there.
Second down and a long 11, call it 12 now for Raymond Central. Ryan Stewart, looking over the coaching staff, getting the play call. Checking their wristbands and things anymore. Tigers on the defense, hand the ball off, trying to run the right side. There's a flag down. The running back is tripped up and slowed down. Carrying the football was Logan Bryce, and there is a penalty in the backfield.
Fields coming up to make that stop.
Well, that's a hole. They're going to be a big hole.
Right. Yep. That's what it is.
That's like thrown by the referee in the backfield. Almost 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. That'll be an alley.
This is declining that penalty there. We're going to bring up third down and about 12 there, John.
So Logan Bryce can end up with 1 yard.
Yeah.
Interesting decisions sometimes for the coaches. What, third and 11 versus third or second and 18? I don't know, somewhere in that neighborhood. Trips left. Pistol set. Tigers showing some blitzers here. They come up the middle. Quarterback throws over the middle. He's got his man, and Reichmeyer again breaking one. Two tackles, still spinning, far away, and he's going to go all the way for the touchdown. And the Tigers just could not get him on the ground. That should have been, it would have been a first down anyway. He should have been down about the midline.
Everybody had a hold of him there, and looked like he was going to spin him down, and he just broke loose and
and scored. The ball is back at the 31-yard line. That's a 69-yard touchdown pass. And that will put Raymond Central ahead 12-8 with 3:57 to go in quarter number two. They're going to line up this time for a two-point try. In the pistol. Motion man out of the backfield, and they'll pass the ball, hand the ball off, running the right side, and Stewart will get in there. Bryce is in, and it's now 14-8, Freeman Central, back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our score and recap brought to you at Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska, and Falls City. See Jake or Tosh, Arm Connect, in Auburn, Western Witten, Falls City.
Raymond Central scores with 3:57 left before halftime. They put together a five-play, 79-yard drive, ending with a Stover to Krakenmeyer pass for 69 yards. Bryce with the two-point conversion. Raymond Central takes the lead now, 14-8.
The Tigers have two men deep back there. Be Strauss and Simon. Simon on the left side. And we are about Ray Krakenmeyer, lefty. Probably worn out. Perches the ball at the 40-yard line, hits the ball, and the kick is headed into the end zone and through the end zone and up to the 20-yard line where the Tigers will take over first and 10.
Krakenmeyer's got himself a good leg, don't he, John?
Yes. Yes, he does. Another scoring update from Waco where Sacred Heart is now leading Nebraska Lutheran with 10-10 to go in the first half. 47-0.
Wow.
Goodness. Big test next week for the Irish out at Bruning. It is in Bruning. They take on Bruning Davenport Shickley, one of the top five teams in D2. Tigers earn that quarterback sneak ahead with quarterback Jackson Strauss again. He'll move from the 20 out to about the 23, bring up about second and seven, it looks like.
Jack Henry with the tackle there for Raymond Central.
Tigers 105 on the ground right now. Spin in wide right. Everybody else in tight, and now we got a stoppage. Time out for Raymond Central. They lead at 14-8 over Falls City in the second quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
14-8, the Tigers lead. They're getting the players to get plenty of water and such here right now. It's a good idea. Even though it's a cool temperature, it's a little humid out there tonight, so players still in early season here. They're trying to get them, keep them watered and hydrated.
Three 28 before half, John. Let's see if the Tigers put together a little drive here.
Tigers have homecoming next week. Be their first home game of the season. And the player runs to the right. Simon may want to throw it. He tried. He does. He's got a man.
Connects with Fields out there.
Good for a first down over on that right sideline. So Fields with the catch. The Tigers will move the ball from the 23 to the 31, an 8-yard pickup, and a first down.
think Falls City's going to have to do a little more of that, because I think Raymond Central, same thing, they just want to run the ball and bring a few more people up there to stop that.
Yes, that's... Tiger ran that little halfback pass twice so far in this game. Two for two. One on a long touchdown in the first quarter. Yeah. Should be good for a first down over there.
Overton making that spread there.
Trying to find a window I could see through. So, catch made over there by the Tiger, by Wyatt Overton, a sophomore, for the 31 to the 42, an 11-yard pickup for Falls City. All right, I said again, clock moving, 3:01 to go, run out of bounds, was not moving, field straight ahead, and they got a ball. Fumbled by the Tiger, who they must have got back on if they did.
Wow.
That'll bring up 2nd and 9 and gain a 1 on the play with the fumble. So the Tigers recover their own fumble. They lost one earlier in the ball game. Now 2nd and 9. 4 deep men. For Bancroft, Rosalie, that's been a long time. For Raymond Central. Quarterback running left, looking, might throw. No, he's going to run it, tries to get out of bounds, and he came down inbounds. Strauss taken down at the cross of 45 and around the 47-yard line, on about 3.
Yep, McCabe Bryce on the stop there for Raymond Central. Clock continues to run, he didn't get out.
Looked like he had a... Maybe he was thinking, yeah, what if he could there?
Yeah, I don't think the receiver was open there, and Jackson just kept it and ran.
Pretty much looks like the goal here for the Mustangs is don't let anybody behind you on defense. Tigers one receiver wide right, snap of the fullback fields, and somebody snuck in from the side and got him by the ankle.
Mason Krasmeyer made that stop. Short game, going to bring up 4th and about 4, it looks like.
Yeah, game of about 2 there at the 48-yard line, 90 seconds to go.
What do you do here, John?
I let the clock run as far as they'll let it run and punt it.
Yeah, they're going to have to. You sure don't want to get a quick score here before half. Looks like he's lining up in front position here.
I'm going to take a 5-yard delay game penalty, too. Don't think I'm going to give the Mustangs any more time than you need to.
No.
I wouldn't put it anywhere near
the
return mat. So timeout taken by the Tigers. So they don't take the delay game. We'll take another break and be back on KTNC after this 30-second timeout.
Financing is probably the last thing farmers want to think about when they finish harvesting that last bit of crop. But you are in luck. The local ag experts at S&M Bank are here to make it easy. You can prop your feet up while the S&M Bank ag lenders set your operation up for success. Come see Derek, Alex, or Rod at S&M Bank for your farm financing needs. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here to Raymond Central. Minute 10 to go in the first half. The Tigers will be in punt formation, I believe, when they get back out here. So here we go. 4th and 4. Jackson Strauss in punt formation. Kreitmeyer should be the deep man back there. He's been everywhere else tonight. No, it's not. That Travis Nelson.
Yeah.
Snap is good. Jackson Strauss up to get it. Punt is away right to Nelson at the 31-yard line. 35, and the Tigers catch him. Bringing down at the 30-yard line. Punt onto the 21-yard line.
He is on the stop there for Falls City.
So, the minute 2 to go, it is Raymond Central football, 1st and 10 of their own 30-yard line. Or like
right on the 30. Got one timeout left for each team, it looks like.
So, here come the Mustangs. Trips right, single receiver to the left side here. Quarterback Ryan Stover calling the count. They're in the pistol set. Snap, takes it back, looks left, throws. Now one receiver was right between they miss a tackle. He's at the 50 and down inside the Tiger 45-yard line. Missed tackles on completed passes are killing the Tigers.
Yeah, we sure are. Let me see if I can pick his number up. 50. Looks like
3 and caught it over there. That is going to be their tight end, Andrew Otto. It's a 23-yard pickup.
Yeah, it must have been McAfee on the stop there. That must have been a 6, not a 5. Boy, those numbers are hard to read.
Yes, they are. All right, first and 10 from the Tiger 48-yard line. Quarterback scrambles, looks, throws up the field. He's got Kreichmeier. He cuts inside. It's a race, and he's going to win all of them. Touchdown from 48 yards away. And the Tigers have no answer when he gets the ball and makes a cut. It's over.
Wow.
A 48-yard touchdown. That will put the Mustangs up 20-8, and also puts them at 244 yards passing here in the first half.
We just haven't found an answer for that passing game. They're wide open. People are just running wide open.
Well, you see, when the defender comes up on him, he makes one cut, left or right, and if you don't hit it there, you're not going to catch it. So Kreichmeier only went 48 yards that time, so he has a chance to kick it. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 21-8, Raymond Central, 32 seconds to go on the half. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
So, what's new at Prairie State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Prairie State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Prairie State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Prairie? How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. See Jake Cottage Arm Connect in Auburn, waste to Weston Witt in Falls City.
Well, it didn't take Raymond Central long to strike there. I think, 20 seconds there. Two plays, 70 yards. Scoring pass from Stover to Kreichmeier covered 48 yards. Kreichmeier with the extra point. Raymond Central is up 21-8 with 32 seconds left before half.
Well, the Tigers said earlier they needed something good to happen early in this ballgame. It did. They got ahead 8-0. Now they need something good to happen here. Hopefully before halftime. There's not much time left before halftime, just 42 seconds.
Yeah.
Kreichmeier will tee it up at the 40-yard line. No breeze, as we said. A beautiful night. The kick is a low roar, and it's going to go back and be picked up by the Tigers at the 10-yard line, 15-20. 25, I believe that's Simon.
That is 28. Well, that is Tate Wilcox taking that.
So the Tigers with 33 seconds left return the ball out to about the 26-yard line, about a 16-yard return.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to mark it right at the 30, Dion.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Yeah.
So just 33 seconds to go, and now... See, the Tigers all work up field, that's fine. We know, traditionally, passing is not the Tigers' strength. So, see what Coach Fritz comes up with here. Quarterback under center. Strauss calls the count. He turns, he tosses to Simon, running left. Cuts outside, and he is taken down out of bounds. Oh, no. Inbounds at 34-yard line, and getting about 4 on the play.
Mason Kreichmeier on the stop there, drags him out of bounds. Clock's running, 17, 16 seconds. They may be content just to let this run out and go try to regroup at halftime.
Looks that way. The Tigers are headed over now. Mr. Strauss is going to hustle back in. They're not going to have time to get a playoff now unless they call their final timeout. And they won't. And they'll head to the end of the field. No, they're going to wind up. Now it's over. Okay. Trying to describe what they were doing. I thought they were going to.
It looked like they were.
I thought they were going to line up and go for plays, and they didn't. So, what started off with a lot of promise for the Tigers, an 8-0 lead early on. Now they find themselves in a 13-point hole at halftime, 21-8 against Raymond Central. We will take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back and leave the first half scoring on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
Farmer City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your Country Marlin Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farmer City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmer City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
He's on the 30. He's on the 20. He's on the 10. It's a touchdown.
There's nothing like football. The lights, the cheers of the crowd, and getting a chance to see our local athletes and kids give it all they've got. Come to a game. Support our local schools. Frontier Bank. Good with money. We're an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Falls City and Stella.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
We take Kartasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or west of Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Halftime at Raymond Central High School. John Nixon, Tom Bartak with you here and running the show back at the KTNC studio. Aaron Wilson. Our halftime number will have come up here in a little bit. Right now, Tom's got to look at that first half scoring.
Well, it started off promising for Falls City with 10:36 left in the first quarter. Jackson Strauss hit Race Farmer for a 58-yard scoring strike there. They put together a three-play, 65-yard drive. Two-point conversion was good by Fields, and an 8-0 lead. Then Raymond Central picked up the next 21 straight points, starting out 8:51 mark of the first quarter. Stover to Nelson for 16 yards. Extra point was no good. The Falls City scored an 8-6 lead. Then at the 3:57 mark of the second quarter, Raymond Temple put together a five-play, 79-yard drive. The scoring touchdown came from Stover to Krackmeyer, covering 69 yards. Rice with the two-point conversion, and Raymond Temple held a 14-8 lead. Then with 42 seconds left before half, Stover hit Krackmeyer again for a 48-yard scoring touchdown there. Krackmeyer had the conversion, and Raymond Central held the lead and has the lead right now, 21-8 at halftime.
That's your halftime score, 21-8, Raymond Central with the lead over the Tigers. Right now, we'll take a two-minute timeout, then we'll check in with the weather, find out about the nice weekend we're supposed to have. And here's more of our sponsors. We'll be back to look at the halftime stats coming up on KTNC.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is proud to announce the addition of Ortho Midwest with Dr. Adam Stripes, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. Dr. Stripe will be doing surgeries on Mondays and holding clinic hours each Tuesday. Community Medical Center continues to be recognized as one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in the nation for quality of care. And now proud to offer Ortho Midwest and sports medicine services with Dr. Stripe, always making a difference at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race cars? A
cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. We provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
This is your good time oldie station, KTNC, Fall City. I'm meteorologist Derek Dolman. For tonight, we'll look for a chance of showers and storms developing, especially late, cloudy, with a low in the mid-60s. On Saturday, scattered shower and storm chances early, otherwise partly sunny, highs around 76, becoming clear for your Saturday night, and a low near 57. On Sunday, we're in the lower 80s under lots of sunshine, and then on Sunday night, mainly clear and a low near 60. As we head into your Labor Day for Monday, quite beautiful, plenty of sunshine, highs make it up to around 85 degrees, remaining clear for your Monday night, and a low falling to around 64. On Tuesday, 83, mostly sunny, and then on Tuesday night, quiet weather continues across the region with a low near 54. Finally, on Wednesday, sunny, upper 70s. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Currently, it's 75.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Every breath you take.
Hey, we welcome you back here to Raymond Central High School, where score at halftime is 21-8. The lead belongs to the Raymond Central Mustangs over the Fall City Tigers. Our halftime numbers sponsored by Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City since 1951. Armbruster Motor Company, 307 West 15th Street, your Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Take a look at some numbers from the first half for the Tigers. Carson Simon, 11 carries, 53 yards on the ground. Thomas Field, 6 carries, 31 yards on the ground. And Jackson Strauss, 8 carries for 26 yards. Simon, 2 for 2 through the air for 66 yards in the first half. And Jackson Strauss, 1 of 2 for 11 yards. One touchdown pass for Simon. Tigers, such a touchdown pass in that first half, went to Race Farmer, good for 58 yards. For Raymond Central, the first half, their quarterback is the Linton Store, crossed me up. I had the wrong name in there to start with. Travis, or excuse me, Logan, still the wrong one. I'm the running back line. Ryan Stilbert, nice first half. I did not realize. 10 for 10.
Oh, wow.
I didn't realize that, but 10 for 10. 244 yards, I realized that. Two touchdowns, both long ones, and both of them going to Kreichmeier. Kreichmeier's caught six balls for 190 yards and a couple of touchdowns. And in the first half, Raymond Central, they kind of did a good job for a while on the ground. They've got 103 yards on the ground now and 244 through the air. The Tiger defense has had a tough go in the first half of tonight's ball game. So those are the numbers. The important ones are 21-8. The lead belongs to Raymond Central. Again, our halftime recap of the stats brought to you by Harm Brothers from Motor Company, selling new and pre-owned vehicles with certified technicians, a full-service body shop in Fall City. We'll take another two-minute break. We'll be back and talk a little bit more about the first half on KTNC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solver, El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Farmer City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farmer City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmer City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Generations of family working together on the same piece of land. It's a tradition around here. On a farm or ranch, everyone has their chores to do. The whole family contributes. It's a hard life, but it's a good life, too. Agriculture is America's largest family business. We're proud to be a part of it. Together we grow. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Fall City and Stella.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the first half, really excited, Tom. That big play for the Tigers on that first drive of the game, they got up 8-0. I thought, boy, that might be the kind of thing that really gets them going and helps them out here. But the second, late that first quarter, the second quarter, that speed. The quarterback does a good job of getting away from the rush most of the time, and when he gets it to Kreichmeier, Kreichmeier is a very quick car. Kreichmeier, 175-pound senior, and he is quick.
Fall City has not had an answer for that passing attack from Raymond Central. They're getting a lot of short passes, and then, like you had said earlier, they're taking the ball another 50, 60 yards after the catch, making the total yards look real one-sided with Raymond Central up there, put up 350 yards on Fall City in that first half. They've got to find an answer to stop that short passing attack of Raymond Central, or it might be a long night for him.
Hey, you know, normally, Fall City, they're 188 yards in the first half. You'd feel pretty good about that if you weren't down two scores.
Yeah.
And the big play, probably the biggest play in the ballgame, Fall City, that fumbled on the 5-yard line.
That was huge.
They had a chance to go up a couple of scores.
Yeah, Dion, I think Fall City can get back in this game. They've got to be able to control that line of scrimmage and run the ball. And with their size, you know, if they can put some drives together, they can get back in this game here.
Yeah, they need some drives. And during the first quarter, they're doing a pretty good job of getting the pressure on the quarterback, too, which certainly helped out there early in that first half.
Well, we'll see what happens. We've got about 23 seconds here left before, we might put a few more minutes on the day.
I think.
But
second half will be interesting. We'll see what Fall City comes out and is able to accomplish.
Next week, the Tigers will be at home for the first time this year. Homecoming as well for the Tigers next Friday night back at Judge Brown Stadium, where they will be, as I said, home for the first time this year. They've got five out of their last seven at home, so that will... It's always more enjoyable to be home.
Always have that crowd yelling for you there. That's exactly right. Homecoming, probably a little bit of a distraction sometimes for the coaching staff there with the players, but it will be nice to get back to Jeff Brown.
Yeah, coaches always say they hate it. It's the worst week of the year. They all, I don't know, it must be something in the contract. They have to say that because they all do it, but that's the way it goes. Not certainly understandable. 21-8, the Tigers trail at halftime. We get time for one more two-minute break, then we'll be back with the second half pickup on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or west of Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is proud to announce the addition of Ortho Midwest with Dr. Adam Streit, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. Dr. Streit will be doing surgeries on Mondays and holding clinic hours each Tuesday. Community Medical Center continues to be recognized as one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in the nation for quality of care. And now proud to offer Ortho Midwest and sports medicine services with Dr. Streit, always making a difference at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the triple play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Getting ready to go to the second half here tonight at Raymond Central. Coming up here, let's see, over at Rockport, they are leading over Platte Valley with just a couple minutes left in the first half. 38, Rockport going for their second win in a row. Start the season. Try to keep up on some of the scores around the area as we go here into the second half or tonight. Again, halftime. Sacred Heart with a lead of 47-0 over Nebraska Lutheran out of Waco. They'll put 12 minutes up on the clock. The Tigers are finding themselves in a 13-point hole. And the worst news is they have to kick off here in their second half. So
kicking off to Raymond Central to start the second half.
Tom, I'll just turn things over to you and see what you can get done here. I had a good start, but I tell you it quick.
Looks like Ogden's going to tee the ball up there. Must be a penalty of some sort against Raymond Central. I wonder if they were late coming out on the field or something.
And a big one.
Yeah.
15 yards.
Ogden's going to kick off from the Raymond Central 45-yard line. Back deep for Raymond Central, it looks like, is number 8, Kyle Peterson, and number 9,
Travis Nelson.
Wow.
Now, I get it. Okay, let me coach this for a minute. I don't know if I kick those deep guys fast there. I might have something to kick. I like that for a minute up on that first line.
Might be a good time to try that. We'll see.
45.
Hadman back to kick there. Arms up, here he comes, lets it go, and it looks like it's going to go down. He's going to pick it up at 13-yard line, runs out wide left. Oh, my gosh, he's got some field. He's going to take that all the way, John.
I can't even fly.
That's number nine. That is Travis Nelson. Took the kickoff of the second half, and he ran, I'm going to say that was 88 yards for the score. Wow.
Yeah, that was not the start the Tigers wanted there, certainly.
Wow.
Said you're dealing with that speed, that's the thing that could get you in trouble.
He got out wide and didn't get much hand laid on him. We're going to line up for the PAT here with Krakenmeyer going to attempt the kick. There's the snap back, it's down, it's up, and it is good. So, 11:37 left here in the third quarter. Mustangs take a 28-8 lead, and we're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be back then.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. We provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, our scoring recap, this won't take long, but it's brought to you by the folks at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City, Jay Kirtasha, Arm Connect, in Auburn, Western Witten, Falls City.
Well, with 11:37 left here in the third quarter, Travis Nelson takes the ball 88 yards for the opening kickoff here, and PAT is good by Krakenmeyer, and we've got a 28-8 ball game here. Wow.
Krakenmeyer will tee it up at the 40-yard line to kick it away to the Tigers. Yeah, Simon, it looks like, on the near side, Tom, and Strauss on the far right, so they're far left side. Russ.
Simon's back in the end zone there, so they're going to call it dead there, and Paul City will get the ball here at the 20-yard line there. Well, first and 10 for Falls City here.
Looks like he had it, but he dropped his pivot foot to get started with it here in the end zone on the goal line, and that makes it a touchback.
And spotted at the 20 here, and Falls City breaking the huddle. We've got Strauss in the quarterback field, and Carson Simon in the eye position there. There's a snap give to Simon. Goes off left tackle, running hard. Picks up about 4 yards there.
Nelson and Krakenmeyer in there on the stop for the Mustangs that time.
Bring up second down and 6 for Falls City at their own 24-yard line. With the play coming in from the sideline. Well, John, that was a quick base there.
You had a trouble with that.
Wow.
I at least scored for the Tigers.
Tigers back in the I formation again. Strauss takes the ball. Quarterback sneak up the middle. They put that play in. They must have saw something there with Raymond Central last week, thinking that was going to be successful. He picks up about another 4 yards, and we're going to bring up third down and 3 for Falls City.
Jack Henry and Noah Thornburg getting a stop in the middle of the defensive line that time for the Mustangs.
Third down and 3 for Falls City, 10:40 left in third quarter. We see two receivers split out right, high formation there. Hand off it to Simon. Oh, he gets thrown for a loss there.
Oh, nice play, great defensive penetration there.
Wow. And we have fourth down and still about 3 yards to go.
Linebacker shooting in that time, Colby Den Hartog. Hartog. Nice play.
Looks like Strauss is lined back up in the position to pump the ball there. Back deep for Raymond Central is number 11.
Silver's a quarterback.
Ryan Silver. There's a snap. Cross gets it off the side of his foot a little bit there. It's going to roll dead over at the Raymond Central 49-yard line. Be first down for Raymond Central at their own 49-yard line.
23-yard punt, no return. We'll set Raymond Central with an excellent field position at their own 49 with 9:48 to go here in quarter number three, leading 28-8 over the Tigers.
Moving Central lining up here.
It's nice when they play here, isn't it?
I know. You can see everything right here at midfield out of the press box. Stover back there along with number 22, Logan Bryce, as the running back. We've got two split out to the right and two splits to the left here. Calls the signal. And going in motion there to the right. Oh, we got a flag. We got an offside penalty there against Raymond Central. Going to march him back 5 yards and bring up first down and 15 from their own. We're going to stay forward. Looks like moves that football's on the 45 there.
Yep.
First and 15 for Raymond Central. We try this again. Now we got trips out here to the right. Stover lined up in quarterback with Bryce behind him. There's a snap. Rolls right. There's a throw with the complete.
Nelson
with the catch, and he picks up a first down and a pick up about 19 yards on that play.
About 35, it looked
35-yard line, and have not had an answer for that all night. Fall City has not. First down, Raymond Central at the Fall City 35-yard line. Stover back again with just single back in the backfield with Bryce. Calls a snap, goes in motion. There's a snap, quick pass out to the left to Nelson again. Gets a good cut there and picks up good yardage. Picking up, it looks like about 7 yards, 6 yards maybe there. Man, now I'm going to cut it back to even five, John.
Single tackle out there with the Tigers that time.
You bring up second down and about six where they've got that spotted.
A long ways over where that young man's at, if I can see his number.
We got trip receivers out to the right again. Stover back with Bryson as the running back. Calls the snap. There it is. He quick pass out to the right here to Nelson again. He's got a good move. He cuts out. Wow. He got out of bounds there. Clear down to the 15-yard line. Going to be another first down for Raymond Central. First down at Fall City 15-yard line.
Jackson Strauss got him corralled there.
Well, if he wouldn't have, he was going to the races again, wouldn't he? Raymond Central calling in the play here. Lining up. We've got trips left. Stover at the quarterback position. Bryce behind him. Bryce goes in motion to the left. There's a snap, and he goes quarterback keeping right up the middle and stopping after a real short gain there.
Carson Simon caught him. That's probably one of the best tackles the Tigers have made tonight. They got him
picked up about two, it looks like, there. He bring up second down and eight for Raymond Central at the Fall City 13-yard line. Stover back, calling the snap count. Bryce in the backfield behind him. There's a snap. He looks to throw. Quick throw out to the flat there. Nelson grabbed it, but Fall City right there on him. Stopped making another short gain there. Picked up another yard or two. Going to bring up third down in about seven.
Getting up there on the tackle that time, the Tigers leading the way was Kayla Kellen McAfee.
7:50 left and the clock running. Third down and we'll call it eight. Stover back in the quarterback position, calls a snap count, in motion one of the receivers from the left, and we got flags coming out. Looks like a motion penalty there against Raymond Central. Going to move them back 5 yards and bring up third down and 13.
I'll bring this up because it works on free throws for us for Andy Tulon all the time. The quarterback is still perfect on the night. He's now 14 for 14.
Wow. It's tough to beat that percentage.
Yes, it is.
We got trips out here to the right for Raymond Central. Bryce in the backfield along with Stover there at the quarterback. He calls the snap. Rolls out to the right. Looks to throw. And it is complete. Like the Mike Meyer on the left, he puts a move on and he gets into the end zone for another score. And I don't see any flags down, John.
Another 18-yard touchdown.
Wow.
He catches the ball probably in the right hash mark. With the square across the field, turns the corner, it's over.
7:13 left here in the third quarter, and Raymond Central puts up another score there, bringing the score right now to 34-8. Lining up for the PAT, Craig Meyer going to tee it up here, see if he can put that through. And there's a snap, it's down, Craig Meyer puts it up, and it is good. So Raymond Central with a lead of 35-8 with 7:13 to go. And we're going to take a 30-second break, and we'll be back here on KPNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also have nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Room fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our show recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial in Auburn, Fall City. Talk to Jake or Josh in Auburn, Weston Witt in Fall City.
At the 7:13 mark here, the third quarter, Raymond Central put together another six-play, 59-yard drive. We've broken record here, but it was over to Krackmeyer again, covering 18 yards on the scoring play there. Krackmeyer with the kick, and the score with at 7:13 left in the third quarter is 35-8 Raymond Central. Krackmeyer's got it teed up, kick off here to Fall City, back deep to Strauss and Wilcox, I believe. There's a kick into the end zone there, gonna bring it out to the 20. That's quite a weapon when you can kick that into the end zone every time.
It certainly is, a great weapon to have. For some of the Warriors, you can kick off deep and pin your opponent back all the time. That is just really something good for your whole team.
Well, Fall City's got a real uphill battle now ahead of them there.
Yeah.
35-8.
Yep. That is so.
Coming out, we got Strauss, quarterback position, Field and Simon in the backfield. We got one receiver split out of right, and there was sweep left there to Simon. Got the ball and slips down at about the 28-yard line. Give him a pickup about 7 yards, right? 7 yards, going to bring up second down at about 3.
Elijah Oshawara and Logan Bryce over there, and Ty Hollander getting the stop for the Mustangs.
Yep, we got a timeout here on the field. Referee timeout.
Oh, it's tied up.
Little chain malfunction out there. I don't know if the chain broke or looks like it. They're trying to patch that together here, John.
Wow. We're going to have to run to the hardware store.
Oh, but Simon hit that chain pretty hard going out of bounds, apparently.
You never know. You never know. Next week on KTNC, more high school football coming your way on Friday night. And over on Sunday next week, we're going to have South Holding Stats, and here on KTNC, Falsey City Heart of Green, Davenport, should be an 8-man football next week.
Yeah, we're back in action here. There's a snap to Strauss. He's running around the right end there, and it looks like he's, depending on where you mark him, it looks like he's going to be pretty close to a first down. Yep, they're going to give it to him. They're going to bring first and 10 for Falls City at their own 30-yard line.
Well, that tack again made by Hollingsworth. Good job on the defense.
6:33 left here. Well, we got a timeout again here. Let's see, what do we got going now?
Change pretty good, that kind of looks like.
Yeah, referees are talking here.
I don't see a flag, though.
Oh, yeah, I do see
flag.
Oh,
there it is.
Yeah. Don't know what it is yet, though. We're waiting for the signal. Well, he's going to call him back and talk to him again. Two referees are going to confer here, and we'll see. I think they're looking maybe for a number. Looks like they're looking over at Raymond Central. Must be a penalty on them.
Oh,
wow.
Unsportsmanlike.
Wow. Unsportsmanlike conduct against Raymond Central. It's going to be a mark off 15 yards for Fall City, taking that ball clear out to the Fall City 45-yard line. Going to bring up first down and 10 here at the 45.
did not see what happened there. Did you need a John? Oh, I saw that. We didn't even see the flag. I don't know exactly what that call was, but he saw it. Lined up back there, just Strauss and Simon in the backfield. Oh, a little trick play there. Direct snap to Steele. He does corral it there and picks up close to 10. Looks like they're going to mark him maybe just short. Going to bring up second down and run for Fall City.
That's not easy. The snap came to it. Went right straight to the ground. Fortune stayed right with him, and he was able to turn it into a 9-yard gain.
Yep, sure was. Second down and one at the Raymond Central 46-yard line. Strauss back at quarterback still. Fields and Simon in the backfield. And at the wing back there is Overding. There's a snap directly to Simon. He goes around the right side, and, oh, he's not, I don't think they're going to give him much of anything there. So it's going to bring up third down and one still.
That defense did a good job. That is Colby Den Hartog. He is going to be a loss of a yard on that one. He's been everywhere the last few plays.
Third down and long one here now for Falls City. At the Raymond Central 46-yard line. Back in the huddle, they break the huddle. Clean players there, Strauss in the backfield along with Fields and Simon. Obering on the wing. Jackson calls the snap count. It's snap to Jackson. He fumbles it, gives the ball off to Overding, but Overding, I don't think he got the ball.
I don't think he went to the ground. I don't think he got that.
Fumbled the ball there, and it's Raymond Central's ball at midfield there.
Trying to call that one a team fumble.
Strauss never had it and tried to get it to Overding. He couldn't get a hold of it either. And the 49-yard line, Raymond Central is going to take over first down at their own 49, 5:13 left here in the third quarter. Stover back at quarterback, and let's see who we got there in the backfield with him. Looks like number 8 at the handoff and wing bouncing around the right side, and he has open field down there. He has only got knocked out of bounds here by Wilcox. They're going to mark it at the just inside the 10-yard line there. Going to be first down for Raymond Central at their own 9.5 yard. Oh, wait, I see a flag back here, John.
42-yard play. Oh, yeah,
I had a flag, and it's going to be a holding penalty on Raymond Central. Going to bring that play back.
Oh, my. That won't make the coach's staff happy.
Looks like that's going to be, going to mark that off from the 42-yard line of Falls City. Going to take him back beyond midfield with that then.
He's going to get 9 yards on the play.
See where they end up with this at. Looks like they're going to place that down at the Raymond Central 40. Going back even further. They're going to put it down at the Raymond Central 46-yard line.
So he picked up 7 yards.
Well, looks like they got first down now at about, it looks like 13. I think they started at about the 49, so that'd be about right. There's a snap to Stover. He hands the ball off to number 8. He goes nowhere.
That's Kyle Peterson, the sophomore, carrying the football, and he ran over to Mr. Craig.
Yeah, no gain on that play there. They're going to mark it at the 46. They're going to bring up second down now and 13 for Raymond Central. Craig's coming in. Stover looking over for the signal. We got 2 receivers left, 2 receivers right. Nelson in the backfield. Was in motion. There's a snap to Stover. He looks back. He got pressure. Good pass over there to Krikmeier. Who else?
He just about broke
out. And it looks like they're going to give him, they're going to give him enough for a first down.
It's going to be very close.
It's going to be real close. They got clock stopped. They're going to measure this here. We take a good long look at it here. It's either going to be third and really short or going to be a first down here.
We got Tiger down with a cramp out there.
Who we got there? Can you tell? Is that Simon?
Oh, you'll find him here.
It looks like Strauss. Strauss looks like he's getting up with some cramping going on in that right leg of his. I'm stretching that out a little bit.
And 14, they got 13, Tom.
Yep, they were leaving short. Still working on him.
Well, I'm going to predict that before this game is over, that the Mustangs will throw an incompletion.
You would think the odds would be there. Well, I'm limping off the tee a little bit there. They're going to work on him and see if they can get him back in it there. It does look like some cramping going on in that right calf.
Looks like he's getting better as he goes.
Yeah, yeah. So, we got third down and short for Raymond Central. About a yard there at their own 42-yard line. We got Stover back there, quarterback, with Bryce behind him. There's the snap. Oh, fumbles the ball, but he's able to get back on it himself. Stover recovers his own fumble. It was a high snap, but it didn't look unmanageable there, but just kind of slipped out of his hand.
Nolte got in there on him in a hurry.
Going to be a loss of about 3 yards, and that bring up fourth down and four for Raymond Central. Looks like they're going to go back in punt formation here. They're at their own 40—Falls City 46-yard line. Back deep is Wilcox, and looks like he is going to let it go in the end zone, which is a good move, because then he would have fielded it after two.
Looked like he was going to field for a minute. I was getting worried.
It bounced down in the end zone, so it's a false field. He'll get that out here. First down at the 20-yard line. They're on 20-yard line. 3:27 left here in the third quarter. Let's see. It'd be interesting to see who's coming out here. Quarterback is, they're still, I think, working on Strauss.
I got a running clock out of Waco to the Sig Hart game in the third quarter. After three, it's still 47-0 out there. So Coach Gross is, I'm sure, using everybody. If he wasn't earlier, I'm sure he wasn't the first half.
Yeah, here. Is this going to be Strecker, I think, a quarterback? John, we'll see who comes up, but that's what it looked like came out. Yep. Looks like
Wilcox, maybe. He's in the back.
Yeah, Wilcox.
28.
I can't see the number. Simon's taking the snap and turns, runs right off tackle there, makes a move there. Short gain, though. Picks up about 2 yards.
His defense is pretty easy because right now Colby and Hartig is making all the stops for the Mustangs.
Second down and 8 for Falls City at their own 22-yard line. Trying to pick up that quarterback. I couldn't tell. Can you tell for sure, John? Is that who's back there, or is that Strecker back there?
Hey, Mike.
Well, it looks like Simon calling. Now, I mean, Strecker's at a running back. Simon takes it, goes out of right tackle, picks up about 6 yards. They're going to bring up third down and about 2.
John Travis Nelson helping out on the defense that time.
Strecker came in as a running back where Simon was at, and Simon moved up to the quarterback position there. Strauss looks like he's still trying to walk that off over on the track there. Third down, I'm going to say close to 3 yards to go, 2:20 left here in the third. Simon back calling the signal. Strecker back there as a running back in field. Direct snap to field there, looks like, and he has got far enough to get the first down there. Picks up about 5 yards. Going to be first down Falls City at their own 33-yard line.
All night for the Tigers, their best play, Tom, has been something right up the middle.
Yes, he
holds war with Strauss on that quarterback's knee.
And you would have thought coming into this game that would be the strength there, to use that big line and go up the middle there, but they just haven't been consistent enough to put together some scoring drives. First down, Falls City, 1:49 left here in the third at their own 33-yard line. Simon back taking the snap. Strecker going left. He's rolling around a lot. Now he wants to throw the ball. He throws it out, and it is picked. Oh, no. He drops it there. It was in Nelson's arms there, and he kind of dropped it going out of bounds. Intended for Fields, who was open, but the pass just kind of lofted in the air there, giving Nelson enough time to get under it there and knock it away. So going to be second down and 10 now for Falls City.
The right-handed quarterback running to his left.
Yeah, that
just floated up there a little bit.
Yeah, that
gave the defense to recover.
Tough throw for Simon.
Second down 10, 1:37 left here in that third quarter. Ball City at their own 33-yard line. Simon calling it. There's a direct snap to Strucker. He takes the ball around the left side, and he gets out the open, turns up the field, gets knocked out of bounds at the 45-yard line, which is going to be enough for a first down.
Isaac Fredrickson gets the stop that time for the Mustangs.
First down, 45-yard line, their own 35-yard line, Fall City.
Another pickup.
Yeah, that was a nice run. He got outside. Strucker's got some pretty good speed there. Put on a little burst. First down, Fall City, 1:30 left here in the third. Simon still calling the plays with Fields and Strecker in the back. There was a direct snap to Strecker. Goes around the right side, tried to get out wide there, and he a good pickup here on first down. Picked up about 5 yards.
Good pursuit that time by the Mustangs. Again, they had a whole host of tacklers running that way.
Second down and 5. 1:11 and counting there. The score 35-8. Raymond Central here in the third quarter. We got a timeout on the field here. It looks like referee's timeout. I don't know if we got a chin strap that came off. Yeah, that's what it looks like he's holding there. Like he's coming off the field there for Raymond Central. Clock's back up and running there. A minute and counting. Simon back at the quarterback position. Strucker running back and Fields at the fullback. Throws the snap directly to Fields. He takes it around the left tackle area. Another nice pick. Picks up about 7 yards. Another first down for Fall City. Fall City down to the 42-yard line of Raymond Central.
Fredrickson again on the stop for the Mustangs.
Clock is running. We're down to 30 seconds left here in the third quarter. Fall City breaks the huddle. Simon does do a little extra duty to that now, picking up the quarterback position here with Strauss out with cramps. Under center this time. There's a snap. Turns. Tries to run off right tackle. There he is. He's got some wide open room there. Puts up the move. Cuts back left. Going up the middle of the field and clear down to the Raymond Central 13-yard line is Simon.
Nice job there by Simon. Getting back there, saving the tackle that time. Saving the touchdown, Andrew Otto.
And the first down, Fall City at the Raymond Central 13-yard line. We have 2 seconds left here before the end of the third quarter. There's the clock starting up. That's going to bring us to an end here at the third quarter with Raymond Central up 35-8. We're going to take a break here, 30-second break here on KTNC. We'll be back then.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to Raymond Central. Tom Bartek with John Nixon. About to get started here at the fourth quarter here at Raymond Central. Raymond Central holding a 35-8 lead. Fall City's got the ball. First down there at the Raymond Central 13. There's the snap to Simon. He goes around left end. He's got a little bit of room. Cuts back up. And he's kind of smothered there at the 5-yard line. Good pick up, 8 yards there.
Hey, good head of steam, and the defense finally got it corralled over there. I think leading the stop again is going to be Bryce and also Jack Henry out there, another senior.
And Mark Henry, that can be first and goal here, John. First and goal at the 2-yard line. A little farther than I thought, but I could see down there.
Simon in the backfield along with Fields and Strucker. There's a snap directly to Fields. He's turning away there, and he gets in to the end zone. Fields scores with 11:31 left in the fourth quarter here. There goes my shit.
I got
kind of excited there, didn't I? 11:31 left here in the fourth. Fields picks up the score, cuts the lead to 35-14. We line up for a two-point conversion here. Strucker, Fields, and Simon in the backfield. Split out a little bit to the right here is Farmer. Direct snap to Simon. He takes the ball and let's see that. He gets in there. He falls across that goal line for a two-point conversion. Score 35-16. We're going to take a short break here, 30 seconds, and we'll be back then.
Financing is probably the last thing farmers want to think about when they finish harvesting that last bit of crop. But you are in luck. The local ag experts at F&M Bank are here to make it easy. You can prop your feet up while the F&M Bank ag lenders set your operation up for success. Come see Derek, Alex, or Rod at F&M Bank for your farm financing needs. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our Square Recast brought to you by the folks at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn Falls City. See Jake or Tasha or Western Falls City.
Well, Falls City finally gets back on the board again after a drought of a couple quarters there. In the fourth quarter here with 11:31 to go, they put together a 10-play, 80-yard drive with Simon taking it in from the final 2 yards there for the score. Fields with the two-point conversion cuts the lead to 35 for Raymond Central and 16 for Falls City. Well, John, that was about the best sustained drive they've had all game here.
Yes, that was a good drive. That's what you would hope for the Tigers, as Tiger fans, is if they just have long sustained drives like that. Power football, that's going to be their game, and throw in a pass once in a while, and that's what you would expect the Tigers to try to do most times.
Yes, sir. Now we're lining up here for the kickoff. It looks like Simon is going to beat this one away for Falls City. Back deep for Raymond Central is Quagmire, and I think if I were him, I'd kick it away from him. He's been a thorn in their side tonight.
I brought that up. Nobody was reading. Simon's kicking off here.
And here he comes with the boot, and he just got an onside kick. It's bobbled but recovered there by, looks like, number 6 for Raymond Central there.
It's looks like the Tigers, I think, were offsides.
They'll probably decline that, I would assume, here. Yeah, let's see what they do.
Well, they've been awfully successful taking the ball at the 49-yard line this half. This half is a 48, so they take it there.
And let's see. You're going to make them kick again? Wow.
It would appear.
Looks like they're going to. Boy, I think maybe I'd have taken that ball at the 48. But they're going to boot it away again here. Simon is. Only this time he's going to be kicking from his own 35-yard line.
I suppose the element of surprise is out the door.
Yeah,
right.
I think they'll be, they're kind of ready for it. It looked like anyway. They had 8 guys yesterday.
That's all the time.
Yeah. But I'm assuming it looks like he's lining up to maybe try this again. Simon going back there. Referee blows his whistle, ready to go whenever he is. Simon coming forward. There's the boot, and he boots it a little farther and bounces off one of the Raymond Central players, but another one I believe is on it. Let's see, we recovered that number 9. So that's Nelson that recovered that ball for Raymond Central.
That was a good job of getting down in a hurry by the Tigers that time. Kellen Mack, if he came close to getting it.
Yep. Looks like Raymond Central will take over first down at the Falls City 47-yard line. 11:29 left in this game. We've got familiar faces back there at, in the backfield for Raymond Central with Stover back there, along with number 6, Mason Quagmire. Got another Quagmire split out here to the left and one out to the right. There's a snap to Stover. Hands the ball off to Quagmire, who picks up about
We're
going to give him 2 yards on that. Bring up second down and 8 at the 45-yard line of Fall City.
Probably make a lot of hay running to the interior of the Tiger defense.
Mm-hmm. That kind of big boy can move out of the way. They haven't given up a lot of yards up that middle yet tonight, but passing has been a different story. Second down, 8 yards to go. Stover back, calling the signals there. Man in motion is Nelson. There's a snap. Hand off to Krakmeyer. He's up the middle there. Gets a good gain there. Picks up about 8 yards there for a first down. Clear down to the Fall City 35-yard line. Going to be first down for Raymond Central.
Steven Fields on the stop for the Tigers.
First down at the 45, 10:33 and counting in this game. Nelson back at the quarterback position. We've got Krakmeyer back there and another Krakmeyer split out to the left. There's a snap to Stover. He gives the ball off to number 8 around the right hand. Picks up about 8 yards. That is Kyle Peterson. Going to bring second down and, well, we're going to say 3 yards. He had 7 yards on that. Second 3. At the Tiger 29-yard line.
Tiger shot made by John Craig again and Stephen Fields out there.
Stover and Krakmeyer in the backfield calling out the signals in motion there. Hands the ball off to Krakmeyer, goes around the left tackle, and we're going to give him a gain of about 1. He was smothered pretty good there on that left side.
Well, that time, Thomas Fields.
Fields got him there. 9:40 and counting for the fourth quarter. Third down, and we're going to give him a long 2 here. Third down and 2, I got to think we're probably in third down territory here for Raymond Central at the Fall City 27-yard line. There's a snap to Stover. He keeps the ball, goes up the middle, and is knocked down short of the first down. About a yard short. Going to bring up fourth down and 1 here for Raymond Central. Clock running.
Good job there with the Tiger defense that time, getting a stop that time, getting in there. Defense there for Fall City was going to be McAfee.
Fourth down and short here, Raymond Central. About a yard. Stover back in the backfield with Krakmeyer. Calling the signal. There's the snap. Hand off to Krakmeyer. Cuts left, cuts right. And I believe he has stopped short, John. Wow, they threw him about a half yard loss on that. It's going to be Fall City ball at their own 27-yard line. Head the other way.
Yeah, McNeely got in there and got a piece of him, and then coming in was Nolte, and that was the end of that.
That was the end of that. That big guy gets a hold of you there. First down, Fall City, 8:36 left in the fourth quarter, starting to drive from their own 27-yard line. Simon's still in there, quarterback. Strecker, the running back, and Fields, the running back. Direct snap to Strecker. He goes around the left end, and he is caught behind. Thrown for a 2-yard loss.
Once again, getting in there, linebacker, Eddie Ben Hartog.
We have second down now and 12 for Fall City. Clock running, and they got to show a little urgency here and get some plays going. Second and 12, 8:20 and counting here in the fourth quarter. Coming up to the line. Field, Simon and Strecker in the backfield. Split off to the right here is Race Palmer. There's the snap. Simon throws the ball. Caught by Overding for a short gain. Picks up about 5 yards. Going to bring up third down and about 7 yards for Fall City at their own 30-yard line.
Nice job there by Overding. That's a pretty tough catch. He was pretty well covered.
That was a good catch. 7:44 and counting for time in this game in the fourth quarter. Big third down play here. Third and about 7. Two split off to the left, two split off to the right for Fall City. Simon in the backfield along with Fields. There's
The ball ever got away from the center.
It didn't. It looked like it got kind of stubbed on the ground there and just kind of drug in the dirt and got about halfway back to the quarterback.
On top of the football is the Tiger center that got the recovery there. That is Justin Brewer.
Yeah, we got a loss of loss of a yard or so on that, and so it's going to bring up fourth down and about nine.
Well, now you don't have your punter.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to go. Jackson Schultz is back in the game here, though. I see him out there at quarterback right now. That's the first time he's been back. There's a snap. Two strikes. He fades back. Throws up the ball.
Simon.
And it's picked off. Dropped by Raymond Central. Running down the right sideline there. They corral him and finally knock him out of bounds at the 8-yard line. And Otto
making the kick. And a nice return. Simon looked like he was open, but he did. We talked earlier. Excellent recovery by that defensive backfield.
Sure was. Raymond Central going to take over the ball at the Falls City. We're going to mark that at about the 7-8 yard line here. 6:33 left in this game. Raymond Central in pretty good position right now. First down and goal at the 7-yard line. Stover back with Krikmeyer behind him in the backfield. There's a snap, handoff to Krikmeyer on the right side. He takes a cut back to the left. Finally stopped at about, we're going to say, the 2-yard line.
Bryce, Tom on the
Bryce.
Yep, 22. Get in there on you.
That was a good pickup there by Bryce. And second down goal now. So the 3-yard line there. Stover looking over for the signals there. Coach signaling them in there.
That looks like a...
Might be short player.
Looks like a plea for help.
Yeah, it looks like they'll take a timeout. We were short one guy for Raymond Central. We'll be back in 30 seconds here at Raymond Central.
So, what's new at Prairie State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We're back here at Raymond Central. 6 minutes even left in the fourth quarter. Raymond Central has the ball. Second down and goal at the Falls City Tiger 3-yard line.
I think Bryce is your tailback here on this time.
Bryce, the tailback. Stover still in there at quarterback. Second goal, 3-yard line. Here's the whistle. Stover in the shotgun, calling out signals there. In motion, there's a snap. It's fumbled and picked up there, recovered by
Krikmeyer, was coming from the right side in motion. They were going to snap it directly to him on a sweep. And couldn't catch it.
Timing wasn't real good on that, was it? Logan Bryce on the recovery there of that. The loss of about 5 yards on that. Going to bring up third down and goal from the 7-yard line.
That count as an incomplete pass? I was probably not.
There's a handoff up the middle and going to pick up about 2. They're going to bring up fourth down and goal now from the 5-yard line. Stover looking over to the side for the call.
Thomas Fields did a nice job there again on the stop for Ball City.
They're content to let a little of this clock run here. 35-16 to score. Raymond Central up. 5:06 left here in the game. Fourth down and 5 at the Cole City 5-yard line. Fourth and goal. We got Bryce again in the backfield. There's a snap to Stover. He rolls left. He's looking for the receiver, and he finds Nelson there in the corner of the end zone for a touchdown. Nice pass.
That was right on the money.
Wow.
Very nice.
41-16 now the score, with a beautiful pass from Stover to Nelson. Line up here for the extra point attempt. Looks like they're going to kick it. 41-16, 4:46 left in this game. Krikmeyer back. There's a snap. It's down. Krikmeyer puts it up, and it is good. 42-16.
4:46 left in this game, and we'll take a quick 30-second break here on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City. Your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here. Our score and recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. See Jake or Tosh in Auburn or Western Falls City.
Well, Raymond Central put together a short drive, four plays, 7 yards. Stover to Nelson for the final 5 yards on a pass play. Krakenmeyer with the extra point, and the score right now is Raymond Central 42, Falls City 16. We've got 4:46 left in this ball game here. Krakenmeyer lined up here to kick off here at his own 40-yard line. Back deep, we've got, oh boy, Lance Wilcox and in the uniform I can't see there. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Krakenmeyer kicked it over the head in the end zone there. Touch back and going to bring it back out to the 20-yard line where it'll be Falls City's ball. First down at their own 20.
Isaac Frederick back.
Frederick?
Oh, I finally caught his number.
That looked like an awful white jersey and pink there.
It did.
Well, let's see who we got coming out here at quarterback now. Looks like maybe Simon's still going to be out there back quarterback. Yeah, we're sending one off the field. Wilcox coming back out. We've got Fields in the backfield along with Simon. Two split out to the right here, two split out to the left. Don't have much choice but to try to pass the ball here and get something going, John. And Simon takes it right up the middle. Good gain of about 8 yards there on first down. And being bring up second down and two for Falls City at their own 28-yard line.
Dan Hartog again with a stop for the Mustangs.
Well, the clock continues to run, John. 4:22 left here in the fourth. Two split out to the right and two to the left again here with just Simon and Fields in the backfield. In the shotgun, there's the snap. Simon takes the ball, goes right up the middle again, and he's going to get enough for a first down here. Clock stops, want to move the chains. It's going to be first down, Falls City, their own 32-yard line.
Simon's going to get a good workout here in this ball game.
He's had a lot of carries, hasn't he? 4 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. The clock is running. Clean formation. Two split left, two split right. Simon and Fields in the backfield. There's the snap. Drops back, looking for a receiver. Runs to the left there. And he does release the ball. It is incomplete. Knocked away there by that number three for Raymond Central. Looks like number three, Austin Potter, it looks like.
Yeah. The Tigers had a couple open receivers. Simon probably couldn't see one right over the middle on a slant. He had an open receiver, and so he broke loose on the sideline. But by the time he lost it down the field that far, again, the defense has time to recover.
Second down and 10 now, 3:39 left on the clock.
Just past the top of the hour, this is KTNC, 1230 AM and 107.1 FM in Falls City.
Two receivers split left, two right again. Simon and Fields in the backfield. There's the snap. Simon takes the ball around the right end here. He's got some running room there. Cuts back up the middle. And they're going to knock him down at about the 44-yard line. Going to be enough for a first down for Falls City.
Simon gets up off that pile there.
Simon may kill a few things tomorrow there. He's been carrying the majority of the carries here this last quarter.
He has.
First down, Falls City, their own 44, 3:22 and counting. Falls City coming back up the line. Fields and Simon in the backfield. Favorite formation here lately. Same one. Oh, whoa, we had three guys moving there on that. That's going to be a
motion penalty against Fall City. We're going to move the ball back 5 yards. It'll be first down now for Fall City in 15 yards at their own 39-yard line. And the name of the game there is Strecker, or Overding. Wilcox leaving the game. Simon at quarterback, Fields at the running back. Two Fall City boys split left and right. There's a snap to Simon. He takes it right up the middle there. Going to be a gain of about 4, maybe 5. And bring up second down now and 10 yards to go for Fall City.
One guy grabs on and waits for help. That was Mason Krakenmeyer. The guy around the ankle and held on. And a whole bunch of them. Their blue jerseys got there.
Raymond Central's going to be quite content to give up a few yards here up the middle there.
Yeah, the Tigers have 247 yards on the ground. Be happy with that.
Second down 10 for Fall City. 2:16 left in this game. Simon back calling the snap count. There it is. It's a direct snap to Fields. He takes the ball around the left side. Cuts back up the middle. There's one guy. Has some open field. And is knocked out of bounds at the market at the 40-yard line of Raymond Central. Going to be a first down, John.
Nice run. 16-yard pickup for Thomas Fields.
First down at the Raymond Central 40-yard line. Clock continues to run. We're under 2 minutes, 1:57 in the fourth quarter. Fall City coming back up to the line. We've got wing back at Wilcox. Just one guy split off to the right here in Farmer. Three in the backfield. There's a snap. Where's right? And Simon still has the ball, looking for someone open. He kind of throws it in the middle field there just to get rid of it. Incomplete pass. He was getting pressured in there by a host of Raymond Central defenders.
It's kind of a tough place to throw it right there. It was in a, it looked like a bad spot for a minute.
Stops the clock with 1:35 left in the game. Second down and 10. Fall City breaks the huddle. Got Strecker, Fields, and Simon in the backfield. Farmer split out here to the right, Overding at a wing. Simon calls out the signal. It's a direct snap to Strecker. He takes it around the left side. And picks up a good 6-7 yards there.
Yeah, good job around that right end. Simon gets out, did a good job in the field to block. You know, they're not running the football. Pick up 7 again, as you said.
Going to bring up third down, and we're going to say 4 yards to go from the Mustang 33-yard line. Minute 9 and counting here. Fall City, I'm sure, just to make him feel good, would like to punch something in here before the end of the game. Strecker and Fields in the backfield. Simon over the and the shotgun. There's a snap. It's low, but he grabs it off the ground, takes it down the right side. Hurdles one defender there, and he's going to be stopped at the 26-yard line of Raymond Central. There's a flag down. Going to get Fall City for holding on that play, so that's going to be for not there. Be brought back. Let's see where they mark it at. And bring up a long third down here now for Fall City. It looks like they're going to mark it back to the Raymond Central 44-yard line.
Well, 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
Good call, right on the money.
44-yard line of Raymond Central. Going to bring up now third down, and we're going to say 15 yards there for the Tigers. We got back here a quarterback now. Is that Wilcox running the ball? I think it is. Runs around the right end there, and he's going to get out of bounds at the Raymond Central 35-yard line. So pick up 10 on that play. Make fourth down a little more manageable.
Tate Wilcox, freshman.
Fourth down and 5 yards to go for the Tigers. 33 seconds left in this game. Score is 42-16. You're listening to KTNC Radio.
Tigers got time for a clock to stop for one, maybe two more plays here.
We got Wilcox and Fields in the backfield. Two Tigers split left, two split right. Wilcox calls a count. There's a snap. He's looking left, he looks right, and he's going to get stopped there for no gain. Raymond Central is going to take over this ball here. First down at their own 35-yard line. 26 seconds left in the game. Well, it looks like they take one knee, John, and this game's going to be in the books.
Yes, it will. Tigers started off promising. Not so good in the middle. Just didn't have it. You know, it's still 276 yards on the ground for the Tigers this ball game, and over 82 yards passing, and that's 360 yards.
That's pretty good offense. Raymond Central running out a lot of new players here. I'll be surprised they got 11 kids out here on the field. Right now they got 7. There's 8, 9, 10, 11, now 12. Somebody's got to come off here. Let's see. Yeah, we got him coming back off there. Going to get back down to 11. Well, we got 4 in the backfield here. Just take a knee, which Stover does. And that is going to bring this game to an end, John. With Raymond Central winning the game 42-16 against Falls City. So we'll be back in 20 minutes here to recap scoring here on KTNC.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Boston superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you.
Marmon City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
He's on the 30.
There's nothing like football. The lights, the cheers of the crowd, and getting a chance to see our local athletes and kids give it all they've got. Come to a game. Support our local schools. Frontier Bank. Good with money. We're an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Falls City and Stella.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or west of Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is proud to announce the addition of Ortho Midwest with Dr. Adam Streit, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. Dr. Streit will be doing surgeries on Mondays and holding clinic hours each Tuesday. Community Medical Center continues to be recognized as one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in the nation for quality of care. And now proud to offer Ortho Midwest and sports medicine services with Dr. Streit, always making a difference at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Raymond Central. Tom Bartek with John Nixon. Game just got over with here, and we're going to recap the scoring for you. Falls City started out promising here in this game, scoring the first touchdown with 10:36 left in the first quarter. A three-play, 65-yard drive. Pass play of 58 yards for the score from Strauss to Farmer. PAT, two-point conversion was good, ran in by Fields, and Falls City had an 8-0 lead. First possession for Raymond Central resulted also in a score. They had put together a five-play, 62-yard drive. Pass play from Stover to Nelson for 16 yards, and the extra point was no good. Falls City continued to lead 8-6. Raymond Central scored again with 3:57 left in the first quarter. I'm sorry, in the second quarter there. Stover to Kreichmeyer pass for 69 yards, capped a five-play, 79-yard drive. Rice with the two-point conversion. Raymond Central took the lead 14-8. And then with just 42 seconds left before halftime, we had the Stover to Kreichmeyer connection again. Capped a two-play, 70-yard drive with a 48-yard pass play to Kreichmeyer. Kreichmeyer also
kicked the extra point, and Raymond Central was up 21-8 at half. Coming out in the second half, it didn't take long for Raymond Central to score. They took the opening kickoff, 88 yards, Nelson with the score. The conversion by Krogmeyer was good, and Raymond Central with 11:47 left in the third quarter had a 28-8 lead. The Stover to Krogmeyer connection was again happening with 7:13 left in the third quarter. Six plays, 51 yards, capped off by an 18-yard pass play to Krogmeyer. Krogmeyer with the extra point PAT was good, and Raymond Central took a commanding 35-8 lead. Fall City finally got back on the board in the fourth quarter with 11:31 left. Simon put together, Fall City put together, a 10-play, 80-yard drive, far and away the best drive of the night. Simon capped that drive with a 2-yard run. Fields with the 2-point conversion, and Fall City cut the lead to 35-16. Raymond Central finished off the scoring with 4:46 left in the fourth quarter. 4 plays, 7-yard drive. Stover to Nelson pass for the final 5 yards. Krogmeyer with the extra point. And the final score was Raymond Central 42 and Fall City 16. We're going to take a 1-minute break, and John will have the final individual stats for you when we come back. You're listening to KTNC Radio, Fall City, Nebraska.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property. They can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Hey, welcome back here to Raymond Central High School, and wrapping up our ball game with a look at the stats I brought to you by the Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City since 1951. They've got your Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Rams, new, pre-owned, whatever you need, full body shop, and full service mechanics. They're all certified. Armbruster Motor Company, the stats tonight, the ones that make the most difference in the ball game. The quarterback tonight is Ryan Stener.
Stover.
Stover. I came here. I wrote down here. Ryan Stener, 17 for 17, 322 yards and 4 touchdown passes.
You don't see that very often.
No.
Not in high school.
I don't think I've ever seen that in high school. I don't know, somebody went on through 2 for 2. That's impressive. His leading receiver in the ball game is Connor Krogmeyer. He caught 8 balls for 221 yards and 3 touchdowns. Travis Nelson caught 7 for 68, a touchdown, and returned that kickoff 88 yards for a touchdown in the ball game. And they also managed in this contest to pick up 135 yards in the air for over 450 yards in total offense. The Tigers, you know, offensively, they didn't do that bad. Carson Simon runs for 118 yards and a touchdown and 21 carries. Thomas Fields, 9 carries, 61 yards, and 10 carries for 39 yards for Jackson Strauss in the ball game. Simon passing the ball tonight. He went 3 for 6 for 74 yards and a touchdown pass. Jackson Strauss went 1 for 3 for 11 yards in the ball game tonight. So the Tigers dropped to 0-2. And Raymond Central improved to 2-0 on the year. The Tigers are home next week for homecoming. Here on KTNC, we will have Fall City City Heart of Bernie Davenport Shickley on KTNC. And over on Sister Station 71.3 next Friday night, it will be South Holt at East Atchison. So, Tom, Tigers looked good at times, just too much speed on the other side tonight.
Too much speed, and we sure didn't have an answer to that passing attack. 17 for 17. That's something. And they had speed after they caught the ball, which was tough for us to defend.
Yeah, and there weren't a lot of long passes, but they weren't the two-yard pass and break away. They were throwing 10, 12, 15 yards down the field. So
yeah,
it was a good night all the way around for the squad from Raymond Central. So that's going to do it from Raymond Central High School tonight. For Tom Bartek and Aaron Wisdom, I'm John Nixon saying good night, everybody.